This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we'll get to Kevin in just a minute, but I have to explain to people, if you're interested in coming out to watch Old Glory DC Rugby, tomorrow night is Fan Appreciation Night. JP and I are going to be there. We'll be there starting at 5 o'clock. If you want to buy tickets, go to oldglorydc.com. You can get $10 tickets, but here's how you do it. You click on general admission ticket, and then when you're checking out under your payment method, there's a little tab that says voucher or gift card. At that point, you type in junkies, and you get your discount for your $10 tickets. I'll tweet that out later just so people know, but you can go to oldglorydc.com. When you pay, you hit junkies under voucher or gift card. That enables your discount. So we will see you tomorrow at the Maryland Soccerplex. Starting at 5 p.m. The game kicks off at 6. I hope I explained that correctly.
Sounded
just cleared
like
up some things that needed some clearing
up. I know
up.
It was very confusing leading up to today.
Yes, but you know what?
I just brought
a moment of clarity to things.
All right, Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5, joins us right now.
Happy Friday, Kevin.
Is it time to get Rick?
Kevin, I'm going
no,
to...
No, it's friendship time.
It is friendship time, but I'm going to offend you slightly on the beginning here. I know this would upset you greatly. I went to the Metallica show. It was awesome. Your walk-up song is Walk by Pantera.
Yeah.
I only saw like the last half of the last Pantera song because traffic was a nightmare. It was an issue getting there. I couldn't see your boy Phil Anselmo and company do the whole set.
You were hobnobbing too.
Mm-hmm. I was glad-handing too. This is correct.
What was it raining the whole show or did it stop?
No, it actually stopped around 7 o'clock.
Oh my gosh! Wait, last time I saw Metallica was at M&T Bank Stadium, like years and years ago, with Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah,
I'm assuming it was just an incredible show, from a technical production.
They slaughtered. How about they came out of the gates with "Creeping Death" and "For Whom the Bell Tolls" were their first two songs.
Wow.
So you think that wasn't amazing?
I'm sure. I mean, like, it's just amazing to me. I read something the other day about the Black album being like 30 times platinum or something now, which is like one of the biggest. I mean, obviously it's been one of the biggest albums of all time, but I think it's like creeping up to, I don't know where it lists now as like the highest selling. Is it like Thriller and AC/DC?
It's
and
up there.
Metallica?
It's amongst the big boys.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, and he was feeling pretty good on Thursday morning when he was in here after about two and a half hours.
Yeah, it was worth it.
I have to know because the reason why I don't go to a show, like especially like when it's in a large stadium like that, is the time it takes to leave. Like every time I go to Jiffy Lube, it takes like 2 hours to leave that place. Like what was your timing getting out of there?
I was on the Beltway in about half an hour after the show was done. 30 minutes.
Yeah, he said it
minutes.
Wasn't that bad.
Wasn't too bad.
Pretty surprising.
Not bad.
I mean, wasn't there like 80,000 people there?
I don't know if it was 80,000, but it was a substantial amount of people. All right, enough about Metallica. We only have about 6 minutes here. What did you see? What do we need to go see over the weekend? And or what are we streaming this weekend?
Yeah, so there's two big films this weekend. The first one's called Bring Her Back, and the other one is Karate Kid Legends. Let's start off with Bring Her Back. This is a film directed by the filmmakers who brought you Talk to Me. I don't know if you guys saw that horror film where it was the characters would like hold on to that hand and it would like essentially connect them with the devil.
You think we saw that?
The other side. It's pretty wicked stuff, and like genuinely terrifying. Talk to Me was. I rewatched it recently, and it's very scary. And Bring Her Back is another film that kind of deals with grief and horror, and I think one of the more lesser talked about elements of horror movies in general is why we watch these movies. And I think there's a catharsis that comes from it as an audience member, because horror films really, if you really boil them down, they're about grief. I mean, some of the best horror films are about grief and kind of like dealing with grief. You think about Hereditary and obviously, you know, just there's so many Shining. There's just so many horror films that kind of play in that world. And so this particular film deals with a brother and sister essentially who are, you know, lose their father and kind of move in with a foster parent, played by Sally Hawkins' character. And essentially, you know, she is not who she says she is. And the concept of the film, why it's called Bring Her Back, is there's a character trying to connect back with a loved one that they lost. And I won't go into too much detail on that, but it's one of the more disturbing horror films I've ever seen in terms of just the way it deals with brutality, the way it deals with grief. When you're emotionally invested in characters like you are, when you're watching Bring Her Back, the violence and the disturbing nature of it just hit that much harder. But at the same time, it also pushes your, you know, limits essentially as an audience member, because you understand why characters are going through what they're going through. You don't understand their decision making, but you understand why and why they're feeling the way they are. And that kind of becomes an interesting moral aspect for the audience. It's a really terrifying, very disturbing, very brutal film. It's one of those movies where I wish I could unsee a lot of the imagery in it, but I'm also going to tell you it's a good movie. It's worth seeing if you're, if you can handle the material. I just want people to understand going into that, that it, for me, it took me a couple days to shake it. And that's how disturbing it is. So I just want to warn people, this is not like your popcorn, you know, I Know What You Did Last Summer type of horror film. This is a film that dives really deep into the element of grief and, but uses horror in that way to kind of play with that, that world. It's very, very, very messed up. But I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. I think it's an incredibly well-made film, but it's hard for me to recommend it. So I just want to kind of put it out there like that. Like I would rather have not seen it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But I have, and it is something that I think is worth seeing if you can handle the material.
Sounds too disturbing. Yeah, I mean, I'm a horror guy.
That's,
I have it in my passage.
That's kind of a, that's a great sell.
It is a pretty good sell by Kevin. Well
done.
It's
really, really messed up. Yeah, it's really messed up. But yeah, if you can handle it. I mean, there's a scene in this film that I saw the movie, what, two, three weeks ago? I still hear the sound of what happened in the scene in my mind echoing. Like, I wish, and every time I see the object that's in this scene in real life, I'm like brought back to that moment in the film. It's like, it's one of those like defining images in cinema and horror cinema that I will never forget.
Kevin, we only have a minute left. Tell us about the new Karate Kid movie. I saw you interviewing.
Or don't. I mean, how many Karate Kids are we?
What's this one called?
I think you were interviewing Jackie Chan, right?
Karate Man.
Yeah, Karate Kid Legends. And so, it's 40 years, obviously, since the original Karate Kid came out in 1984. This is basically bringing together the Daniel LaRusso character, Ralph Macchio, and then the Jackie Chan character from the 2010 film, where, remember, he was with Jaden Smith. And those two characters, quote unquote, legends of the Karate Kid universe, are coming together to help train a young kid played by Ben Wong, who is essentially trying to fight in a tournament. And it's a, you know, he's not a young kid. He's actually, he's a teenager in the film, but
two worlds collide
in real life. It's really, really, you know, to me, I enjoy these movies. This one is definitely very fast paced in terms of its editing. It's a little uneven at times, but I did find it to be, it has that heartwarming nature that you see in the Karate Kid film. So I don't think it's a great movie, but was I kind of cheering at the end? Sure, because I always love the story of somebody who's
what's your rating? We got 10 seconds.
And then overcomes it. I would give it like a 3 out of 5. It's
3
not
out
great.
Of 5.
It's,
yuck.
It's
all right, solid. Kevin, yeah. We got to roll. Yeah. Have a great weekend for Cakes and Bish. Be Mitch and Finley up next.
We are out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.